Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Texter makes a great point on the George Kittle. Got a great tight end. The Raiders have the best tight end in the game right now. Let's see how they do this year with Brock Bowers. Yep. Keep an eye on that.
He didn't say that the tight end was what was going to drive. If you had a tight end, then you would be awesome. He said it's necessary but not essential.
Whatever it is.
Sufficient. Necessary but not sufficient.
Yep. I'm looking at Pro Football Talk, and I don't know if this is Florio or Chris Sims or a combination of the two, but they put out their power rankings post minicamp for the NFL. And the Texans are 8th, which I think is about maybe slightly higher than a lot of the experts have them right now. So they're 8th on the power rankings. The Rams are 7th. And that's the opening week matchup for the Texans. I'm looking at the opening week schedule, Seth, and aside from Baltimore and Buffalo, which is the Sunday night game, the first week of the season, the Texans and the Rams are right there with the Lions at Green Bay with the best games in week one. Like, that's a, and if, you know, I'm just using these power rankings as a roadmap to it. I mean, you got the 7th team versus the 8th team. I say all that to say we might get J.J. Watt on that call. It's a CBS game out there in L.A.
Yeah.
We might be
J.J.
That's
the second tier one or the second
team.
Highest level one. Yeah.
Might get J.J.
So the thing about that game that's really intriguing is that, man, if you're – the NFL script writers knew what they were doing and that, all right, you want to present – okay – Let's tell this story this way. Nick Caserio is the protagonist, and he's been beleaguered by not being able to find a good offensive line. Mm-hmm. The one remaining thing he has to prove is that he can actually put together a good offensive line.
Yep.
So let's, right there in week one, give our hero a challenge, which is one of the most promising young defensive players in the league in Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
So Jared Verse, Fisk, the rookie from last year, all those guys, those defensive linemen versus the Texans offensive line. You're gonna feel some kind of way about the Texans after that game. Either the offensive line holds up and it looks like we're good to go, or they really, really struggle versus that front seven of the Rams. And man, we'll jump to conclusions about how it's all over. And Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, doesn't know what the hell he's doing, et cetera, et cetera.
Care to take a guess as to which scenario plays out in week one with the Texans O-line?
Or I think it'll be I think the Rams have some weaknesses in run defense.
Yeah.
And there are some things that Caley and, like, if he runs it with more man blocking and everything, can take advantage of some of that. So I would say, what's the line on the game right now?
It's like a field goal. It's like Rams by a field goal, something like that.
Yeah. So basically on an even field, about hemmed up. I think I'm going to feel pretty good about the Texans offense, just because it's going to be it's probably going to be more efficient. It's just going to be a smoother operation. There's not going to be – I don't think there will be haphazard offensive linemen not knowing who they're supposed to block type of sacks.
Definitely a better chance for an ambush situation with the Texans. I mean, this is an offense with a completely new playbook out there with Nick Caley. Yeah. I know Caley was in the building with the Rams and whatnot, but you've pointed this out before. There's probably more benefit to the Texans having had Caley in the building with the Rams than there is for the Rams – knowing maybe Caley, because Caley never called plays for them or anything like that.
And offenses are going to change a lot, but D'Amico he's coached against Sean McVay a lot. And Sean McVay's offense has changed, you know, in the 3 years now that D'Amico's been gone out of San Francisco. But just getting insight into the psychology of the way a coach operates and any conversations that Caley and Caserio can have about just exactly how McVay looks at the game and everything might really help out the defensive coordinator, Nico, a lot. The Rams are not going to be the exact same offense they were last year, but there's certain things in the way guys operate that you just don't know until you actually talk to the guy. You know, when Saleh first paired up with Shanahan, they had some really interesting conversations about Shanahan just flat out not recognizing or understanding how the Seahawks at the time were operating in coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was calling, I can't remember which one it was. He was just, he thought one coverage was another coverage, and it wasn't. It was just the rules were a little bit different.
You've been watching some – we'll get to Hannah McNair here in just a second, the audio. But as long as we're talking about this matchup, you've been watching some Jared Verse lately. Is that true?
Yeah.
How did he only have 4.5 sacks last year?
I mean, that's hard to say. I think a lot of it was there's a little bit of Will Anderson in the way he rushed,
mm-hmm.
in that he was – like, remember we played that audio of Tron Armstead saying that – one of the reasons he won't ever come back and play is because he doesn't want to face another Jared Verse.
Yeah.
His bull rush is something different. So he does. He has this ferocious bull rush. He's more powerful as a defensive end than Will Anderson was. So he was more effective with it than Will would kind of lock horns with big offensive tackles early in his rookie year, and it would be a stalemate. Jared Verse just plows through the stalemate.
Yeah.
But it's also... it's harder to get sacks versus good NFL quarterbacks when you're relying so heavily on a bull rush. So he's a lot like Will Anderson in that some of it is he just needs to get better at the separation at the very top of his rush and just finishing. He was really effective. Like he affected the quarterback a lot. But he's one of the guys I'm thinking of where there's areas to exploit. He's still kind of raw when it comes to diagnosing run plays.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ways with traps and whams and pullers and everything to get an edge on him. So it'll be really interesting to see exactly where his game is in week one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.